Well, good morning, church family. What a wonderful morning we are enjoying. Aren't they wonderful songs of truth and of praise to our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords? Thanks for joining us today. If you're visiting today, a very warm welcome. I'm Nathan, I'm one of the pastors here, and it's just great to have you sharing with us in this special Christmas morning as we together sing these wonderful old Christmas carols, and now we get an opportunity to open and think about the birth of Jesus from Luke chapter 2. Joel read that to us earlier in the service, Luke chapter 2 from verses 8 through 20. I just want to pose some questions from that reading for you today. It was interesting because the reading is all about shepherds and their response. These men were just going about their normal daily chores. They were situated outside of a town called Bethlehem in the hill country of Judea. It was unknown to them what had occurred in the inside town just moments before. You know, these shepherds were, as we read in God's word, they were characterized by two things. Firstly, they were living outside in the open country. That's what the verse tells us. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field. They were doing their daily duties, tending and caring for sheep. And secondly, they were keeping watch over their flock throughout the night. So that's two aspects of what shepherding contained. Firstly, they were with their sheep. Why? To protect their sheep from wolves, from savage animals. They would stay with their sheep. And they would watch over the night period. They go on to, I would think that they would have some sort of roster. And I say, well, you can take the night watch for the first few hours, and then I'll wake up and take the next watch. That's what they were doing. They were quite nomadic, these shepherds, because they would follow the sheep around the pastures, right? From pasture to pasture. And it's interesting, under the Jewish culture of the time, shepherds didn't have a great reputation. If you read some of the old historical documents about shepherds from the Mishnah and the Talmud, they would liken shepherds to tax collectors and gamblers. That's the type of character they thought that shepherds were, that they were thieves and not very honest people. But I'm thankful because in the New Testament, as we read through the New Testament, we see a higher view of a shepherd in there. We see that shepherds are valued and given high esteem. Later on in this Gospel of Luke, Luke himself talks about God being our shepherd. A shepherd is a symbol of God as he cares and tends for the flock. And Jesus himself is later known as the Good Shepherd. Why? Because he knows his sheep by name, and he would lay down his life for his sheep. So this is the scene. We have an experience in the middle of the night with these ordinary men, these ordinary shepherds, just going about their nightly business. And they have an angelic visitation. Now, we try and put pictures around this, right? We try and imagine what this is like. And God's word is kind of simple in this. He says, the angel appears and the glory of the Lord shone around them. I really don't think we have an understanding of the glory of God in this sense. A bright illumination of God's holiness. But that's what it means. When we see God's glory throughout the Old and New Testament, it's a picture of His holiness, of His perfections. And this shone around the angel as this angel announced some news. I'm not surprised at the response of the shepherds. The first response is that fear grips them. They would have never seen anything like this, ever in their lives. Even though they were, if you like, night folks, they would have gazed into the heavens every night and seen the glory of the stars and the universe around about them, the shining of the moon. They would never have seen the glory of God revealed like this. So their natural response is a fear. The text tells us they were filled with fear. But I love the response of the angel. The angel just simply says to them, "Fear not. Do not fear, because I have some really good news. I have some great news. And this news is full of joy. Not just for you, but for all people." Don't miss that in the text. This announcement by the angels is just not for the shepherds. It is for all people. This announcement by the angel is just not for this period in time, 2,000 plus years ago. This announcement is for you and I, for all people. It's not for an ethnic group. It's not just for Jews. It's for Jews and Gentiles. It's for all. For Australians, for South Africans, for New Zealanders, for Filipinos, for Indians, for Chinese, South Americans. It is for all this news that is announced. And what is the news? The news is quite simple. It states a place. Today in the city of David, that's the place which is known as Bethlehem. Today in David's city, Bethlehem, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord is born. This is a fulfillment, a prophetic fulfillment from years and years earlier. You read about this in Isaiah. Isaiah 9, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace." That was stated 700 years earlier before this event. And the angels are announcing it. This is the time. This is the place. And please note the names that are given. Firstly, a Saviour is born. A Saviour. And that's kind of confronting, right? Because when we see the word Saviour, we ask the question, well, what do I need to be saved from? And this is the angelic announcement of saying, a Saviour is born, a Saviour to redeem my people, to bring them back to God. A Saviour, later on in the Gospel, it talks about the fact that Jesus says, I've come to call sinners to repentance, to save people from their sin, and I will be a ransom for them. That means I will take their place. So right at this initial announcement, we have the purpose of Jesus. He was born to go to the cross. He was born to be crucified. He was born to pay for your and my sin, because our sin separates us from a holy God. Our sin separates us from the glory of God. But Jesus, the promised one, is a Savior. And then the two other names that are used here in this very verse is that he's not only a Savior, but he is Christ. That word means that he is the Messiah, the long-awaited one who is anointed to save his people. And then he is the Lord. I love that. You can't get a more comprehensive name for Jesus than Savior, Messiah, and Lord. And I guess the question is, he your Savior, Messiah, and Lord? And not only do we have this dialogue of this angel with the shepherds, because of the magnificence of the news, a multitude of angelic beings appear. A multitude, I don't know how many, but it's more than one. And they cannot constrain themselves because they sing glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. What a scene. No wonder we sing Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, until this invasion of the glory of God, to this announcement that Christ, the Lord, who is our Savior, has been born. The angels depart, and then we have a response of the shepherds. It's no longer a response of fear, but it's a response that, let's go over and see if what has been said to us is correct. Because the angels said to them, there is a sign for you in Bethlehem. And the sign is that the baby is going to be wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Quite a unique thing, I would think. It's not your normal birthing process and outcome. And so the shepherds say, let's go over. So there's more than one, there's plural. Let's go over to Bethlehem. It's not far down the road. And let's see if what the Lord has made known to us is actually true. Let's see. So they find Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus lying in a manger. And what is their response? And this is often a response for someone who has been touched by the grace of God. And this is the clear response of the shepherds. They want to tell everybody. They want to make known what has been told to them concerning the child. They want to proclaim the fact that this child is Savior. He is the Messiah and he is Lord. They want the world to know. And they obviously express this to Joseph and Mary, because then you have another response, the response of Mary. I love that song we sang this morning, Sarah, and thank you for that. That standing before them was the great I Am. And Mary pondered these things in her heart. She treasured them up and she marveled at the affirmation of what had been said. Remember, you go back into some other parts of the New Testament and you see Mary respond to the fact of she was carrying Jesus, right? And the magnificent response there in Matthew. in Luke, actually, Luke chapter 1, she has a magnificent response. My soul magnifies the Lord, and I rejoice in God my Saviour. And after Jesus is born, she ponders the things that have been told to her by the shepherds and treasures those things in her heart because she knows the reality that the very baby before her is the Saviour. He is the Messiah and He is Lord. The other response of the shepherds is they return glorifying God. That happens when the heart is changed. When your heart is changed towards the things of the Lord, when you acknowledge that Jesus is the only way of salvation, when you call out in repentance and faith to Him, you return glorifying God for His marvelous grace. And that is the simple message of the birth of Jesus. He was born as a Saviour. He is the Messiah. And He is Lord. And that's the message for you this Christmas. Is Jesus your Saviour? Is Jesus your Messiah? Is Jesus your Lord? Because when He is, if you have that response of faith, you know what? You become one of His sheep. And you can never be pried out of His hand. Because He will tenderly care for you, tenderly give you great gifts, the greatest gift being eternal life with Him. So I trust you'll be either like the shepherds who respond immediately and acknowledge by faith that Jesus is Saviour, Messiah and Lord. Or you'll be like Mary. You'll ponder and treasure in your heart the fact that He is Saviour and Lord. So have a blessed Christmas. I invite the music team up as we will sing a few more carols. And just remember, Christmas is about Jesus being Saviour, Messiah, and Lord.